And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. You may be saving the world one bump at a time. That was kind of cool.
Appreciate it.
In fact, it caught me off guard. I'm not used to this yet.
Yeah, you're not used to the new bumps. I know. Yeah, I understand. I'm not ready. I'm not really used to them either.
Change is hard. All right, we're back though. And by the way, when we talk about this, that is in part because we are live streaming the show, and so many of y'all actually watch it online. We encourage you to check it out. You can see it on YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, or on our website, rightsidemedia.org. And by the way, on rightsidemedia.org, let me encourage you to check out the fact that we have a Right Side store. If you want coffee mugs, you want hats, you want t-shirts, you want stickers, you want some of our Ben Shot glasses, which is a highball glass with the Right Side Media logo engraved in a 308 bullet embedded in the glass. How cool is that? You got to check it out. It's all in the Right Side store at rightsidemedia.org, and it's all there for you, so go check it out. Okay, dipper number dose. So, you know the deal. Every once in a while, I'm getting the show ready. I'm looking around, I find myself thinking, good Lord, how much wokeness can you say? All the wokeness. How much wokeness will there be? I'm saying all the wokeness is like, and next thing you know, I've got a stack. I've got a pile. I've got a wheelbarrow full. I've got buckets. I've got scads. I've got a veritable plethora, a vast cornucopia, a vast charcuterie, if you will, a buffet of wokeness. And that means it's time for another round of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
All right, brace yourselves, because I got one in a minute that's going to curl your hair, but I got to do this one first. I hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands an article that I pulled from Woke Spy. Dateline, this is Dateline Friday. Dateline Friday, trans is out at the DOD. Did you hear that? Trans is out at the DOD. Oh, wow. JP. Angels are singing.
Gotta keep you on your toes.
I'm saying. So article says, after winding court battles, actions, and rollbacks, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth will begin kicking out transgender service members from the military next month. So he set June 6th. So we're at 3 weeks. For the next 3 weeks, transgender service members have a right to basically out themselves and self-deport, if you will. They have a right to voluntarily separate. Otherwise, they faced involuntary separation, and that's more involved, and that also could go on your record differently. So we're looking right now. There's like, according to the article I've got here, there's 8,980 active duty and 5,727 reserve troops, all of whom identify as transgender. So what are you looking at there? Total is like 14,500-ish. Transgenders in the military is less than 1% of the force. But here's the thing. The leftist ideology on this just permeated overall. You can drop the screen now. It just totally permeated the force everywhere. You got like non-trans service members that constantly had to take training programs on how to deal with inclusive environments. You got service members being forced to use pronouns for their non-binary colleagues. We got soldiers who were actually being brought up on disciplinary action for not using the right pronoun, like the Navy. The Navy actually had a zero tolerance to harassment policy that said this. It said, quote, intentional misuse of transgender service member pronouns is inappropriate and inconsistent with the Navy's zero tolerance policy on harassment. Y'all, that is gone, and it could not go soon enough. So praise God for that. All right, now I'm going to pull this up. Oh, God. This is going to be hard. How much time I got? I got a good time? Like several
about
minutes?
About 3 minutes.
So I pulled a piece off of NBC News. Dateline 3 weeks ago. I had to check. I had to make sure. Is it still out there? Did we get rid of it? No. Lab-grown meat is still out there. Not only that. Here's your headline from NBC News. Scientists create the world's largest lab-grown chicken nugget, complete with artificial veins. I'm already having me a moment here. I'm losing my appetite for the evening. Let me read this to you, JP. I hope people can see your. Oh, you're showing the picture of it on the screen. That is so awful.
you gotta give them a visual.
It's flappy, flaccid, sloppy looking, slimy piece of white, sticky something laying in a pan. That's just gross. Get that off my screen. That's awful. Scientists have grown a nugget-sized piece of chicken, and all of Woke World is so excited. All right, you ready for this? I'm going to read this to you. While labs have been producing lifelike tissues, that's awesome, right? Creating lifelike tissues. They're going to grow people one day. You watch. You think this is how the zombie apocalypse starts, right here.
I wouldn't be surprised.
While labs have been producing lifelike tissues for more than a decade, previous methods only made small scattered cell balls. Small scattered cell balls. Little chunks of flaccid, flappy stuff in the plate.
And it makes me hungry.
It was a challenge to hold the cell groupings together in a way that more closely mimicked the texture of muscle. And the current generation of lab-grown meats are often tiny pieces clumped together around an edible scaffolding. What in God's name are they to say to me? Tiny pieces clumped together around an edible scaffolding. A team of researchers in Japan have reached new lengths, growing a single square piece of chicken 2.7 inches wide by 0.7 inches thick with a new lab tool. JP, they actually have their own bioreactor. This is how the zombie apocalypse starts.
Yeah, isn't this the one where it was like cancer cells where it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing?
Like it's perpetual.
Until it keeps going and you can't stop it.
And next thing you know, you got the blob consuming whole city blocks, just sweeping through, scarfing up cars and people and, you know, your neighbor's pet cat, all the stuff, getting scarfed up by the blob. Why is this okay?
It's not.
Thank you. I mean, okay, so I will tell you this. The bioethicists out there... Yeah, there's a lot of mixed feelings. But just so you know, apparently we can say we've moved on from scattered cell balls to tiny pieces of clumped together around edible scaffolding. Lab-grown meat. Yes, I have more after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground. Across Huntsville, back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. It's right across the border from there to what we now once again get to call Fort Benning. Fort Benning. And then, oh yeah, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. That's just the radio footprint. Y'all, this show... streaming online with all you guys. We got people all over the nation, all over the world, really, tuning in, and we appreciate you more than you could possibly know. So I am, by the way, shameless plug. Just remember, please, Right Side Media is the parent company of Right Side Radio. Right Side Radio is just one of our productions, but Right Side Media also has multiple podcasts, and the latest edition of Emily Jones' Controversial Mom podcast came out last night. And very soon you're going to have another edition of, once again, the Out of Right Field podcast with JP. Yep. Oh, it came out today?
Came out today.
I need to pay attention.
This morning.
So we have two podcasts that are already out for you right this very second that are brand spanking new. Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, Controversial Mom, it's up. And Out of Right Field, JP, it's up. What was your topic today?
Talking about this new commission on college sports with Saban at the co-chair of stuff that I hope they can accomplish and change with NIL.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a timely topic.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. Let me jump back in. I think I need to do more justice because not enough of y'all are grossed out by this, apparently. Either that or you're not texting because you're too grossed out to text. But I'd like to know, is there anybody out there? Here's my question for you. If what I was about to read to you, in fact, if JP, if you can show it on the screen and make it not quite as big as before, because it had me like a little thumbnail in the corner. We're working new software here, but.
Which picture?
The lab-grown meat.
This is the one with the chicken, the flimsy little
big,
chicken
thing. Big, flappy, yeah, white, pasty-looking thing in the pan. Yeah. So here it is. Lab-grown meat. Scientists have now grown the largest piece of lab-grown chicken. It's not chicken, by the way. They're just calling it that. Everything tastes like chicken. This is not that. They're saying it's a nugget-sized piece of chicken using a new method to deliver nutrients and oxygen to artificial tissues. It's a breakthrough, what they call cultured meat. Now, here's the phrase. Previous methods only made small scattered cell balls, less than a millimeter thick. It was a challenge to hold the cell groupings together, it says, in a way that more closely mimicked the texture of muscles. And the current generation of lab-grown meats are often tiny pieces clumped together around an edible scaffolding. I just feel like that's just levels.
You tell me that doesn't look appetizing on the screen there?
Oh, there it is. Look, a little cube of slime. I'm pretty sure somebody hawked that up.
Yeah.
Right before the picture was taken. Quick, get a picture of this. Call it lab-grown meat. Yes, that's nothing but phlegm on a plate is what that is. And this is how the zombie apocalypse... You got a sound effect for this? Because this is how the zombie apocalypse starts, in my opinion. Lab-grown meat. Oh! The screaming goats. The panickins.
That's what's inside of me when I see that.
Somebody in our listening audience probably just jumped out of their chair.
Probably almost started a wreck on the interstate.
All right. By the way, just so you know, in order to create said lab-grown chicken nugget, scientists developed a bioreactor that mimicked a circulatory system using 50 hollow fibers acting like veins to distribute nutrients and oxygen to the meat, keeping the cells alive and guiding them to grow in specified directions. No! I'm just saying, listen, when I say this is how the zombie apocalypse starts, I am not kidding. Well, I got one more story on this. Just so you know, in the Adventures in Woke World category, part of the adventure in Woke World is dealing with woke. Well, just so you know, even in Michigan, even a place where Gretchen Whitmer is governor, there are people that are like, how about no? Well, one state representative, a guy named Jerry Nyer, who's a farmer by trade, is demanding that they pass legislation. So he's got a bill, Michigan House Bill 4076. I pulled this off of upnorthlive.com. Says people have a right to know whether their meat comes from the farm or comes from the petri dish, and ultimately, that's what this level of legislation calls for. In other words, full disclosure, it's transparency legislation. Can you imagine? You go to the restaurant, and you order, I don't know, chicken nuggets for the grandkids. Don't you want to know if they were grown in a petri dish? I would think so. You go down to, I don't know, the local diner, and you ask for some chicken salad. Don't you want to know if it was grown in a petri dish? You ask for a steak or something grilled. Don't you want to know if it was created in a bioreactor? But yeah, they're working on passing this bill. And there are two chicken products that have already been, alleged chicken products that have already been approved for use in the United States. And this guy says, and he's right, the last thing you want is to find out something you're eating from a restaurant or buying off the shelf has not been marked, and those who find this to be an unethical violation of all things natural and normal would want to know that, please, please, it was made known and no one can get around it. Ugh. Ugh. Like, ugh. I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth. Just saying.
You got some listeners who are unhappy because you're making them feel sick. So there you go.
Oh, geez. Yeah, let me get a few of those texts, then I'll come back to the next story I've got because this next story is going to make you mad. Clint from Tony says, Phil, the lab-grown food brings the movie Soylent Green to mind. Yes.
You know, we actually just got a call when I made a mention that on the air.
Soylent Green?
They should market it as Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people. By the way, there was a product called Soylent Green. And I'm thinking, who thought that was a good idea?
I've never even heard of the movie Soylent Green.
Okay. Well, it's one of those old classics. I think it was Charlton Heston. I could be wrong. And in the future, food is scarce. The government begins distributing a food called Soylent Green, which is a high nutrition, you know, substitute. And people are eating it, and it's keeping them alive until one day someone discovers Soylent Green is being made from people.
Yep. This sounds just like that, actually.
Tammy from Huntsville says, disgusting. Why are we making fake meat? I'm not eating that. I agree. Is there a shortage of meat? Is there a problem out there? Do we not have enough cows and chickens? I'm pretty sure they're still breeding. I haven't seen anything wiping out the population.
Well, you know, it's not morally right to eat actual meat, Phil. Don't you know that?
Well, see, I have this thing called a Bible.
Yeah, I do too.
JT Lacey Springs says lab meat. It's called mold, fungi, and pond scum. That is, yes, thank you very much. You forgot phlegm, but yes. Brian from Decatur says, thank you for making me throw up a little in my mouth. Alex Mathen says, edible scaffolding, just help us, Lord. And then she says, guiding them to grow, just stop it right now. And then John C. from Madison, hearkening back to the earlier story, says, do you think the trans people in the military might renounce the trans lifestyle to stay in the military? Probably not. If they were willing to go that far, that they would go to an environment that is least conducive to their chosen lifestyle, then I doubt it. Story for you, straight off of Daily Wire, Dateline last Thursday. Change the subject, because that's enough of lab-grown meat for one day. Maybe 1 week. Maybe my lifetime. Says you probably missed it, but a couple of years ago, history was made in New Hampshire. Yes, they appointed a woman who broke the glass ceiling. She's the first black woman in New Hampshire to serve as a federal magistrate judge. Okay, wonderful. I'm so glad for her. One lawyer said, I don't think anyone in the room is surprised you're making history when she was sworn in. By all accounts, Talisha St. Mark, St. hyphen Mark. Talisha St. hyphen Mark. See, don't trust the hyphenated name.
Never.
Never. Says we don't have to guess about the questions anymore about where she stands, because she recently decided that Nashua City Hall, that it was okay for them to ban the Appeal to Heaven flag, and yet it was also okay for them to fly the Pride flag. So the flag that was flown at Bunker Hill, the flag that was commissioned by George Washington for the U.S. Navy, the flag that has an Appeal to Heaven with a pine tree on it, has now been banned at Nashua City Hall. But it's okay for them to fly the Pride flag. Now, I will say this. Nashua has a unique please everybody kind of thing where they have it called the Citizens Flagpole. It's an extra flagpole from which citizens can petition to have their flag flown, except that they reserve the right to say yay or nay. So they banned the Appeal to Heaven flag. They flew the Pride flag, and people are like, what is happening right now? But then you got other cities around the nation, like the city of Boise. The state recently passed a law requiring that in Idaho, only official government flags be flown at government buildings. Boise passed their own resolution saying the Pride flag is indeed an official flag of the city. Oh, good. Boise, Idaho. And then you've got others. I mean, around the nation, you can find cities that are flying the Pride flag as if somehow or another that qualifies for people to know that City Hall is on top of things. I got news. That is some woke virtue signaling. And it appears to me that if you want to really make waves, you'd fly a flag that has deep meaning for our history and governance. But the Pride flag's not that. It's not. Anyway, when we come back from this break, I'll tell you one more story, and this one's based out of Alabama. Adventures in Woke World continues, and it's got libraries involved. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, that one, I don't know, man. I don't know about that new bump.
You don't like that one?
That felt like a Dale Jackson bump.
It does. You know that? Yeah, it does.
It does.
I think, yeah, it sounds a lot like his bump every segment, yeah.
With that being said, consider that one as the potential for changing out.
Yeah, that one's on the way out.
Okay. We're just like, we have like a sample platter here. We're just taking, yeah we're, we're having a tasting. We're doing a tasting right now.
A taste test, yeah.
It's a taste test of all of our new bumps. So for those who aren't familiar, JP has retooled all of our online streaming and our capabilities, because we are constantly getting just like body slammed by YouTube, which is one of our platforms. We're on all kinds of platforms. YouTube, of course, being the most persnickety. YouTube, I'm calling you out. Yes, I know I am. But the truth is, we have pre-approved bumps that we had procured through a service you're allowed to get a subscription to that tells you these are used for radio, except apparently YouTube, not so much. And we are constantly getting blocked. So yeah, JP, great job. All the software is streaming a different platform altogether. He's got more capabilities right now to work with. At the same time, he also went through and began to remove some of the offensive bumps.
Well, we actually added an approval message. Aunt's sister said the bumps are much better, said the old ones were awful.
What?
That's what Aunt's sister says.
Wow. Aunt's sister. Okay. All right. I got one more story for you. By the way, don't forget that coming up at the beginning of the next hour, we'll have U.S. Congressman Gary Palmer calling in, Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer calling in, and that'll be great. We're going to talk to him about the insurrectionist Democrats who stormed the ICE facility, and then also get a bead from him on what happened with that new bill that he sponsored that helps to repeal the Green New Steel. But let me do one last story here. I actually got a couple. I'm going to tell you about this one real quick. So you remember Adventures of Woke World is where we are right now. You remember in 2022 when Ron DeSantis was working to get Disney in line and that Disney was just having none of it and Disney was all about the so-called quote-unquote don't say gay bill, which didn't say that anywhere in the bill, by the way. It just became the mantra. He's got the don't say gay bill. It didn't do anything about banning people from being homosexual. Not a bit. What it said is, quit trying to sexualize our children. Why is that controversial? Disney was all in it. Disney was going just like neck deep. They were making themselves, it was like Disney suddenly became an elected official to set policy. It was a private entity setting public policy, and it was really bad. And all the hand-wringing was, you know, and then even Disney properties held moments of silence for the Don't Say Gay bill. I mean, it was just obnoxious. Well, guess where Disney is building a new park right now? That would be Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, a place where you can go to jail for being gay. So what it seems like is...
Well, not even, I mean, they could kill you for being gay.
Executed, yeah, absolutely. It's a capital offense, potentially. So the interesting dynamic here is... apparently, Disney really didn't care that deeply. They just had a woke constituency in the U.S. they were catering to. Meanwhile, I mean, Abu Dhabi, they got to play too. They need the Mickey Mouse. You know, they need to have the ride the teacup rides. I mean, hey. But no buts. Just, you know. Last story I've got came from right here in Alabama. Good friend of mine, actually two good friends of mine, are on the state library board, and they've been wearing it out, y'all, wearing it out. Whoever figured that libraries would be controversial never could have predicted this. But the Public Library Service Board voted this past Thursday, according to 1819 News, to give states' libraries a definition of what is known as sexually explicit material. In other words, just in case you can't figure it out, local libraries who don't have a clue, just in case you're struggling with whether the strange images of people doing things without clothes on in the children's section is appropriate or not, just in case you need some clarification, sure, we'll help you with that and get it to you in writing, because they're literally being requested to do that. But the board, the state library board, determined that they are not going to fund Fairhope Library because Fairhope can't seem to get their act together. Fairhope is a holdout. Fairhope is bucking the new state law that says do not put those things in the kids section. And John Wall, chairman of the Republican Party, who happens to also be the chairman of the library board, he said, it's simple. If libraries are worried about defunding, there's a very simple solution. It's in your hands. It's not us who are defunding you. It's your choice to intentionally disobey state code. It's the only thing that causes defunding. And I find this thing to be amazingly inappropriate that they will continue to fight to keep these books in the kids section. You don't have an excuse. And if you were to ask them, would you read these to your kids at home? They would tell you, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to bring that up in a public setting. That's not appropriate. Well, then why is it in the kids section? That's right here in Alabama, by the way. That's right here in Red State, Alabama. Don't think for a second this is just stuff that's out there. Adventures in Woke World is right around here. All right, let me jump on some text messages. Coming up at the top of the hour, by the way, we'll have Congressman Gary Palmer on the show.
Real quick, we have a really good Facebook comment.
Yeah, what you got?
This one's from David Edwards. He said, Colonel and JP, God has already made the perfect bioreactors. They are called animals. I myself would not consume lab-grown meat.
Good comment. And yes, I agree. Oh, and I see you put it up on the screen.
Yep.
You can do that, JP.
I know. It's amazing.
That's actually pretty cool. And it is pouring down rain right here in the studio again.
Raining cats and dogs.
John from Huntsville, by the way, says 1 point deduction from JP's grade for that Dale Jackson sound-alike bump music.
You know what's funny? When you said that, I immediately knew which one you were talking about. Because it's the same one every segment, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jeremy from Madison says, use some contemporary Christian bumps on YouTube. Probably ban those, too. Yeah, they probably would. Probably would. Aunt Sister from Huntsville is the one who said that the bumps are much better now, and the old ones were awful. Huh. Huh. I don't know. Paul from Decatur says, Heston and Edward G. Robinson. Yep, that's right. That was it. Soylent Green. Another good movie is 1984's Black and White. Another one is 1984 Black and White. Yes, I get it. You're right. Handyman from Caddo, Alabama says, stock tip boycotts of shares of ketchup. What? Shares of ketchup. Lots will be used on lab-grown meat. Oh, I see what he's saying. Stock tip is buy lots of, I see it now, buy lots of ketchup. I didn't know what he was saying to me. That voice text is not text, working. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Jeff from Athens says, fake meat doesn't have flatulence. It won't kill the atmosphere. Okay, well, there's that. All right, coming up next, Congressman Gary Palmer. Y'all stay tuned. We'll talk with him about what's going on in D.C. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.